There's no identifiable enemy capital anywhere with the exception of Saddam Hussein in Baghdad, where he is actively working, hundreds of scientists paying him millions of dollars, working them 7 days a week, figuring out ways to kill you and I right here at home. And that is an irrefutable fact. And it is a real source of concern, and it's why the whole question of the war on terrorism really, I think, in my mind, revolves around the question of trust in the commander-in-chief. He's a man of honor and integrity and ability. He's going to go down in history as one of America's greatest wartime presidents, and we need to vest George W. Bush with our full trust and authority to do what he thinks is necessary when it's necessary, when he perceives there's a threat to our safety and security at home or abroad. That's what, in my mind, the whole war on Iraq and the war on terrorism comes down to. We've all seen since September 11th what the radical, extremist, fanatical Muslims are capable of doing.
Yes. In the economy section of this Thursday's Wall Street Journal, William Nordhaus, a Yale University economist, estimates it would cost from $141 billion for a short war with Iraq to $1.25 trillion for a longer war. This minimum estimate is the equivalent of 13 years of the total U.S. foreign aid to all countries. Where is this money going to come from? When our country has such important domestic needs, such as health care and education, where is the money going to come from, sir? And just for your information, $1 trillion is the equivalent of $1 a second for over 31,000 years.
It's a great question. It's a very good question, and I am, cut taxes. Will all communists going to grow up if we cut taxes? Where's the money going to come from? What is the need for any help? I mean, the problem is you don't even need any health care or education if we're dead. And when the president decides that it is necessary to take him out to save us, protect our homeland, God bless George W. Bush, and I hope he takes Saddam out immediately.
Saddam's not allowing us to enter his country and do the inspections, weapons inspections, and how are we certain of what types of chemical warfare he's developing there? And the second question is regarding the fact that Senator Bob Graham, the chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, who is privileged to the same intelligence information as President Bush, voted against Resolution 46.
That's the war resolution?
That's the war resolution. I was just wondering what it is that you have to say to the parents who will be asked to sacrifice the lives of their children on the off chance that Saddam actually has weapons of mass destruction.
That we have very good intelligence sources in Iraq that are allowing us to know what he's doing. He is also purchasing things on the market, and unfortunately there are European countries that are doing business with him. There are some of our allies that are doing business with him. Someone asked me at my last town hall meeting, why don't we just go ahead and declare war on Saddam? The reason is a formal declaration of war means that any other country doing business with Iraq also becomes our enemy. And we'd have to go after Canada, which is a shame. And the question is, why did Graham vote against it? I think she may be right that Mr. Graham may have voted for political reasons. And again, I just wish I could tell you what I've seen. It is terrifying. He wants to kill us all in Houston, Texas. He would love to kill us all over the country. And I think we must trust our commander-in-chief to do the right thing and take this guy out immediately before he hurts us or any of our families or our kids.
I don't really have a problem with you going after Saddam. My only concern is with the people that we'd be bombing. Saddam, obviously, we put him in power. We worked with him. Rumsfeld gave him the go-ahead for chemical and biological weapons. You've referred to Democrats who use scare tactics to get votes, but then you've referred incessantly to bombs falling on the heads of innocent victims here in Houston, today, tomorrow. Saddam is just one of many thugs around the world who can get their hands on weapons of mass destruction because the U.S., Russia, Pakistan, etc. have made so many of them. Such weapons, isn't there an alternative to U.S. international policy other than more weapons, more military, and more violence in a war without end?
Please. In my opinion, it is an inescapable historical fact that if you don't stand up to aggression and let a criminal or someone who threatens you with violence know that the response will be immediate, swift, total, and devastating, that they're going to attack us. And I do not... That's just a fact of life. And I support our commander-in-chief. I trust George W. Bush with my safety, with the safety of our families, more than I do. I'm not going to wait on the UN or anybody else to decide when to protect America. One more question, not on Iraq.
I just heard you say you have a 6-year-old daughter.
Yes.
I have a 4-year-old daughter. And it's my responsibility to teach her to use her mind, to think critically, to use her words to resolve conflict. However, when the leader of the free world uses terms such as you are with us, or you're with the terrorist, or shoot first and ask questions later, or wanted dead or alive, what am I to say to her? What are you going to say to your daughter and our children? How are we going to convince her that force does not work? Help me put some words together that will make killing a four-year-old Iraqi child that the right thing to do, the just thing to do, or even the fair thing to do. What am I to tell her when you are in the process of commissioning a criminal, preemptive, unprovoked attack?
The way I would explain it to my daughter is to use the example that I learned in history that the Vikings of Europe, it is a documented fact, loved to row up and down the rivers of Europe until they found a town where everybody came out and begged for mercy. That was their favorite target. The Vikings pulled right in, said, "Come on, boys." They killed everybody and stole everything. First, I'd tell her that criminals have to be dealt with immediately. You kill a snake when you see it. You have to use force. It is a fact that they, if they can get their hands on either nuclear, biological, or chemical weapons, that they will use them against us right here. And your daughter, sir, will be dead unless we give George W. Bush the authority. And our kids are at risk.